Tom, Bill said that it seemed like a long time since week one you guys played that Dolphins team. How different do you think that team is when you play them on Sunday?
This is the first time we played them. How long has it been?
13 weeks.
12, 13. Been a long time. From the beginning of the season to the end of the season, yeah, I mean, sometimes it goes quick, sometimes it goes pretty fast, you know, depending on kind of mood you're in. So after we lose, things go pretty slow, and when we win, they go fast. So, you know, it's been a while. They've changed a little bit. So have we. So hopefully we're at our best. It was a good team, good defense. You know, they play really, they got a lot of guys up front that can rush, guys in the secondary that are playing really well, and big physical athletic linebackers, so tough defense.
Tom, along that line, because it's been such a big interval when you played them, does that first game really mean anything in terms of preparation, getting ready for them, or is this a completely new chapter and a completely new time of the season that you have to really throw away that first game for both teams?
Well, I think you know, we're definitely watching that game. You end up watching all the games just because all of them can provide some insight. You know, certainly that game can provide a lot of insight. But our team's a little bit different now. So, you know, there's going to be some new things that we do. I'm sure they're going to have some new things. Ultimately, it comes down to how well we execute. And they force you to do a lot of things really well. So it tests everything. I think they blitz a lot. They cover well. They rush good. They score points offensively. So we know we're going to have to score a lot of points. You know, but this team makes it tough. They got some great edge rushers. They got some great inside guys. Stop the run. Good at safety. So, you know, I know they've been banged up this year, but it looks like they're all healthy now. So we're preparing for, you know, their best. And I'm sure we'll get it. So we have to be prepared.
What do you remember the most about the difference between the first half when you scored 20 points and the second half when you didn't score at all?
It was just our execution was really poor. We got behind. To score 20 points down there was decent. We got a couple turnovers. I'm sure this game will be a little bit different. However it goes, you know, we got to be prepared to play for 60 minutes. And I don't think you can play 30 good minutes against this team and expect to win. So you're going to have to, you know, go out there and play really well for the entire game.
Tom, Josh has said on numerous times this year that he wants some semblance of balance on offense. As the quarterback, does it really matter to you how you're moving the ball as long as you're scoring points and winning, or is having some kind of balance important to you?
Well, yeah, scoring points is the ultimate, and that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, however you need to do that, that's what you have to be able to do. You know, some games you may throw it a little more, some days you may run it a little bit more, depending on how the game goes or how the flow of the game goes. You know, those things kind of sort themselves out. You know, but you'd love to come out of every game running it as much as you would have hoped. And, you know, you're throwing it. You know, running the ball, you really can control the pace of the game. You can control the tempo of it. And, you know, when we run it well, it's really critical to our success. So, and that doesn't matter if we run it, you know, 40 times or 25 times. It's just you got to run it really efficiently. And, you know, the backs we have, they're making great runs, and they're boring holes in the defensive line. Our offensive line's done a great job of that. And this week, we're definitely going to need to be able to do both.
Tom, I'm curious, as a competitor and someone who's so passionate about the game, is there the slightest sense of revenge just going against this opponent and the way things ended in week one?
This is a division opponent, so I think there's always a great rivalry, and we've had a lot of great games against them. And then losing to them earlier, that was a tough way to start the year. But this is a different game. I think we have a lot of motivation. For us, we got to have a great week. It starts, you know, today, getting off to a good start in practice. But it'll be a lot of emotion and energy there. It's a very, it's a very competitive game. It's a very competitive division. They're a division rival. So everything's on the line.
Tom, how do you decide what kind of throw to make post-snap when a guy's in his route? And the reason I ask is, you know, obviously it's going to lose you. It is a 30 miss, but Gronkowski weakened out maybe the second play of the game. If you would put more air under it, he might have had a better chance to adjust, but that might have brought somebody else in. And then it was one double fell. he did Melton up and he went bachelor on that. That didn't work. But then he had one that he threw, took Gronk right over the head of, I believe, Flowers.
Sure.
Perfect. How do you decide? And are there times you go, damn, I should have probably done something else?
Yeah, it's usually a field thing. It's hard to explain that sometimes, and I you know, it's hard to explain that to Josh sometimes. You know, he's thinking, what do you see on that? Or, you know, sometimes it's just maybe the DB gets a little off balance, or, you know, he gets his feet in the wrong position, and I don't know, I think instincts take over at that point. So usually when you miss him, you know, you think, well, I probably should have done something different. When you hit him, you're, you know, that's what you wanted to do. You know, sometimes you have the right idea and one person's thinking one thing and the other person's thinking another and it's an incompletion, and those are the ones you really need to, you know, improve on, because when you have opportunities when guys are open, you know, you can't miss those, because there's other times where they're not open just by, you know, for the sake of, you know, playing good defense. So, you know, you hate to miss the ones where there should be completions, like the second one of the game, that should have been a completion. So it's just a, you know, a little gauge in your head that tells you how much trajectory or how much pace to put on it. You know, I probably only like to put as much pace as I need. You know, because if you throw everything hard, sometimes the harder you throw it, the harder it is to catch it. So you know, I try to gauge it based on, you know, all the reps that I've taken over the years.
And the ensuing alteration that the receiver makes, you guys have to be on the same page as that. Say, for instance, LaFell, the next time he goes, he starts thinking back shoulder, and you've altered it so that you're going over the top. You guys have to talk it out afterwards, I would imagine, and say, here's what I saw, here's what you should do.
Yeah, it's a lot of timing and anticipation, and you know, it's when, like I said, when one person's thinking one thing and the other's thinking the other, then, you know, it's hard to have a high level of success at that point. And usually it just takes a lot of playing together, a lot of reps, a lot of making the mistakes so that we can correct them. But, yeah, being on the same page for all of us is important, and that's not just quarterback receiver, but that's, you know, linemen working together, that's back setting up blocks in the run game. It's all, you know, being able to be confident in each other so that you can really feel free to use your instincts. And, you know, that's when your offense is really clicking. You got a good rhythm and the ball's coming out of your hand quick before they're making their cuts and they're expecting the ball in certain places. They're getting it. Helps their timing out too. So I think all those things play a factor. All those things are important.
When on Sunday you clinch the division, on your list, goal number one every year. Will there be discussion of that? Does it add even more to the things?
Coach hasn't mentioned that today. Normally he has, but I mean, it's, yeah, there's, you know, you're playing for a division championship, so it's a very important game. You work pretty hard to get to this point, and you know, the guys have put a lot of work in over the whole off season, and to put ourselves in this position has been a lot of fun, but, you know, we got to go out there and capitalize. This is a tough team to do it against. So, you know, they got some goals that they have too, and I think that's what makes for a great game is when both teams are determined to win and, you know, only one team can win.
I think you said yesterday, Tommy's not going to spend more than 15 seconds talking about that. Is that maybe an indication to you guys that the goals around here are definitely much bigger?
Well, it's a long season. I think that's – and this is only the – you know, we still got three games left, so – there's a lot of football to be played. There's a lot of things to be decided. The only thing that matters is this week, and that's the only thing we can control. So we're going to go out there and try to control it the best we can, try to go out there and play the way that we're capable of and see if we can have a great day of execution, and certainly better than we've had the last 2 weeks.
Tom, you've been part of so many teams that have won the division here, though. Does, quote-unquote, just clinching a division ever get old?
Absolutely not. I think we're, you know, trying to win every time we take the field. So winning never gets old. I know that. I think after that, you know, that feeling that we had the other night was a great feeling. And that's what motivates you to win, because you know the opposite side of that. And, you know, we've got to do the things that help us win as opposed to do the things that, you know, make us lose games. So should be a fun week.
Tom, when Bill tells the team after a game like on Sunday night, I'll see you Wednesday, in theory, that means a couple of days off, I guess. For you, though, are you compelled to stick to the same routine? How much time do you spend on Monday and Tuesday investing in preparation for Sunday's game, regardless?
All day. Yeah, it's just that kind of – it's that time of the year. So, I don't think there's any off days. I think that maybe in the collective bargaining agreement, but not necessarily in a quarterback's preparation. So I do a lot of work, and I enjoy it. So that's the easy part. I get to do something I love to do.
Did you see, like, almost on a weekly basis, Julian takes a big hit or two? I'm wondering if there's anything you can do to kind of keep him out of those situations, or if it's just the nature of his position that those things are going to happen every once in a while.
Sure, yeah. I try to avoid that the best I can, and you're right. He has taken some hits this year, and that's football too, and I think he does a great job preparing himself and repairing himself so he can go back out there the following weekend to be able to do it. And it's hard for everybody, and Jules is not a big guy. When you get hit by people that are bigger than you, obviously that takes a toll. So, the more of those collisions we can, none of us want those to happen, but we've got to do our best to avoid those, certainly.
Did you see Gronk's ESPN photo shoot with a kitten?
No.
You should.
Okay. I'll check it out.
You got in trouble for the baby goat. You guys better give it to him.
Yes. I'm going to look for it. All right. Thanks, guys.